Questions 23. Holidays, preparations for a journey, traveling abroad, camping, at the hotel.
Model answers 23.
1. Do you like traveling?
A. I don't think there are any people in the world who don't like traveling. I love it too.
B. I am a great traveler. In my opinion, traveling is the best way of relaxation and recreation.
C. I don't particularly like traveling. I prefer taking long walks in the countryside next to our home. 2. How often do you travel?
A. Unfortunately, I can't afford to travel as much as I would like to. I have neither the money nor the time for it. Still, I try to break away from it all at least once a year, usually in summer.
B. I often go on skiing holidays in winter, and I quite frequently travel on business, too.
3. Why do so many people travel nowadays?
Nowadays, everyone is crazy about traveling. People love moving around. They travel both inland and abroad. Greater affluence and the ease of travel have brought an urge to see places. People often travel on business, for pleasure, for relaxation, or even for education or for their health. 4. Why can it be relaxing to stay away from home?
You know, if I stay at home, I can't help dealing with my work or doing some household chores, and on top of all that, I am always badgered by colleagues. When I am away, I am calm, balanced, and undisturbed by anybody, and can devote all my time to my family. 5. Where do you like to go on holiday?
A. On holiday, I like to go to out-of-the-way places miles from anywhere. It is good to get away from the hustle and bustle of everyday life.
B. I take pleasure in traveling to big cities in other countries. I can broaden my mind and learn about other peoples and cultures by visiting famous places, learning about customs, and speaking foreign languages.
6. What is the difference between a package tour and independent travel?
In a package tour, you travel with others and follow a prearranged itinerary covering all the famous spots and landmarks. You pay a single, all-inclusive price that covers everything, such as transportation, meals, accommodation, sightseeing tours, and guides. With independent travel, you pay as you go, and during the journey, you can change your mind if you want to. But you can still find a travel agent and ask him to work out the details of any itinerary you suggest. He can also give you cost estimates and secure reservations for you. 7. Which one do you prefer? Why?
A. You may call me romantic-minded, but I prefer individual travel to group travel. If you go on a package tour, you have to be adaptable, you have no time to look at everything you are interested in properly, and the worst thing is when you have a bad guide. He can spoil your holiday. Besides, the only thing that travelers seem to be interested in today is shopping. Whereas on an individual tour, I am my own master. I depend on nobody, and I can always do what I like.
B. I definitely prefer package tours to individual ones because you have far less preparation to make before a package tour. Everything is arranged for you by the travel agency, from the necessary documents to hotel reservations. It doesn't seem to be very romantic to me to arrive in a strange town at night with no idea where to go or stop for the night and not a taxi in sight. This may well happen to you if you travel alone. Sometimes you have to walk with a heavy rucksack on your back looking for a proper place to stay for the night. This is not my idea of an ideal holiday.
8. How do you prepare for a journey?
I plan my holiday well in advance and make a lot of arrangements. First of all, I decide where to go and make the preparations accordingly. Before the journey, I usually go to some of the numerous travel agencies and inquire about both package tours and possibilities for individual tours, as well as traveling expenses. I book the journey that I like best and for which I can afford to pay. 9. What documents do you need if you go abroad?
You don't need any documents if you want to visit one of the 31 states of the Schengen area. Border posts and checks have been removed between the states which form this area. Holders of residence permits to a Schengen state enjoy the freedom of travel to other Schengen states for a period of up to 3 months. so it is possible to have only your identification card with you if you wish to travel within the European Union. 10. What does your passport entitle you to do?
As far as I know, your passport entitles you to travel practically anywhere in the world without any restrictions. Passports expire from time to time, and people have to have them extended or apply for new ones. Now, there are some countries which require you to have a visa. For most countries of Europe, however, you do not even need a visa. The number of countries for which you need a transit, single, or double entry or exit visa is gradually decreasing. 11. Do you need a visa to go to England?
England is one of those countries with which Hungary has an agreement that allows citizens from either country to enter the other country without visas. 12. Where can you change money?
You can change foreign currency at a bank or a travel agency. 13. What is the exchange rate between the forint and the pound?
The exchange rate between the pound and the forint is very unfavorable. It is 423 forints to 1 pound. If you have enough foreign currency or a credit card with a lot of money on your account, you have unlimited possibilities to go anywhere in the world. 14. What is the duty of customs officials?
Customs officials examine the luggage of outgoing and incoming travelers. They are usually more particular about the luggage of people arriving in the country. 15. What may you be asked to do?
You may be asked to produce all the articles which you are bringing in with you. You must truthfully answer any questions put to you by the customs officer. There are goods liable to duty, and you have to pay taxes on them. 16. What do you do if you have something or nothing to declare?
If you have nothing to declare, you either tell the officer about it, or if you are at the airport, you simply go through the green channel, subject only to an occasional spot check by a customs officer. If you have goods to declare, you go through the red channel and declare them to the officer. 17. Which goods are dutiable and which are duty-free?
Most of the articles which are for personal use, such as one's personal belongings, are exempt from duty, and also the things which are not in excess of the duty-free allowance. Those exceeding this fixed quota are dutiable. You must pay duty on a large amount of spirits, tobacco, coffee, on electrical appliances, cars, etc. 18. What happens if you do not declare a dutiable article?
If you try to smuggle by saying that you have nothing to declare, and then a dutiable article is found in your baggage, you have to pay a fine. The fine may be more than the value of the goods, and on top of all that, the goods themselves may be confiscated. 19. What things do you have to pack into your suitcases before traveling?
The things that you need for a holiday are always determined by the length, the time, and the type of the holiday. A summer holiday requires different luggage than a winter holiday, and similarly, you take different things with you for a camping holiday than for a fortnight to be spent in a 5-star hotel. Anyway, the general rule is that you should try to travel light and take the fewest possible clothes with you. It is good if the fabrics are drip-dry and crease-resistant. You must also pack your toilet goods and don't forget about your camera either, provided you have one. 20. What do you think of camping holidays?
I think camping is an ideal way of spending your holiday, and it has become a great pastime for motorists all over the world.
21. Have you ever been on one?
Yes, a few years ago I went to Italy on a camping holiday with my friends. We were traveling in my father's car and had a tent with us.
22. Where did you pitch your tent?
We camped in campsites whenever we could, both for the washing facilities and because it was a bit safer. 23. What facilities does a camping site offer?
Apart from hot showers, most camping sites offer other facilities like flush toilets, drinking water, cooking areas, washing up facilities, guarded parking places, electricity, bungalows, restaurants, bathing and fishing facilities, and sports grounds. 24. Did you also camp rough?
Yes. Once when we couldn't find a convenient campsite, we decided to camp rough.
25. What was it like?
Well, it was quite exciting. We were trying to find a place that was fairly hidden from the road. We pitched our tent and cooked our supper over the camping gas fire, which I always take with me for camping tours. Then we went to sleep. 26. What advantages does camping have over staying in a hotel?
I think camping has so much to offer. You can enjoy the absolute freedom and have none of the headaches of advanced hotel booking. For a ludicrously small sum, you can enjoy comfort. This low cost also makes camping an attractive type of holiday, as opposed to expensive hotels, which are not very popular with average holidaymakers. It is so exciting to arrive at a campsite and put up your tent or park your caravan. Camping really provides you with a real change from everyday life. 27. Where can campsites usually be found?
Campsites are usually situated beside clear streams, in green valleys between high mountains, by a lake or pond, or at the seaside. 28. How can you spend your time there?
In a campsite, all the joys of outdoor sports are available, including water sports and hiking. You are active all the time, and you are close to nature. 29. Where can foreigners stay when they are in Hungary?
Foreigners in Hungary can stay in well-equipped, modern camping sites all around Lake Balaton, in guest houses, motels, or hotels. In Budapest, there are a lot of nice first-class hotels where people from abroad can spend some pleasant and comfortable nights. 30. What type of accommodation is the most popular around Lake Balaton in summer?
The most popular form of accommodation in the Balaton region is renting private rooms or flats for a certain period of time. There are a lot of people letting their houses to foreigners in summer. 31. How can you reserve a room in a hotel?
You can book a hotel room on the phone, or you might as well send an email of reservation. 32. What kind of rooms are usually available in a hotel?
If they have vacancies, and they are not all booked up, they can usually offer you a choice of single rooms or suites, rooms with or without showers, or private baths. 33. What do you have to make sure of while booking?
While booking, you have to make sure what room you want to take, whether you want one with a view or overlooking the main street, one on the ground floor or one on any of the top floors, and whether you just want breakfast, half board, or full board. It is also good to ask about the price of the room per night and what meals and facilities this price includes. 34. How do you check in after you have arrived at the hotel?
When you have arrived at the hotel, you go up to the reception desk and show your passport or ID to the receptionist. She will fill in a registration slip for you and enter your name in the hotel register. Then the reception clerk will give you your key. 35. How do you find your room?
The porter will show you to your room, and he will also take up your luggage. 36. What does a valet do?
From the day you arrive until the day you decide to leave the hotel, a valet will look after your personal needs. He will take your clothes to the laundry or serve you meals if you wish. When you decide to leave, you give your key to the receptionist, check out, and settle your bill. 37. Where do English people like to spend their holidays?
The coast is the most popular destination for English people on their annual holidays. About two-thirds of all holidaymakers go to the seaside in the high season. They usually stay in caravans there, but seaside resorts have many hotels, youth hostels, boarding houses, and private rooms to let, offering bed and breakfast. 38. What can they do at the seaside?
They can take occasional dips in the salt water if it is not too cold. Sunbathing is possible from time to time, and they can always admire the sight of lovely rocks, sand, and the clean sea. They can also take long walks in the beautiful countryside.